수대하야.
옴나모 바가바테 바수데바야.
슈마드 바가바탐 캔토 4 챕터 29 48. Talks between Narada and King Prachinabhari. Svam lokam na viduste vai. Yatra devo janadana. abode.
Abode.
Na.
Na.
Never.
Never.
Vidu.
Vidu.
No.
No.
Te.
Te.
Such persons.
Such persons.
They.
They.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Yatra.
Yatra.
Where.
Where.
Deva.
Deva.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Janardana, Krishna or Vishnu.
Krishna or Vishnu.
Ahu.
Ahu.
Speak.
Speak.
Dumradiya.
Dumradiya.
The less intelligent class of men.
Vedam.
The four Veda.
Sakalmakam.
Full of ritualistic ceremonies. Atatvida, persons who are not in knowledge. Translation. Those who are less intelligent accept the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies as all in all. They do not know that the purpose of the Veda is to understand one's own home, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead lives. Not being interested in their real home, their illusion and search after other homes. We can repeat together one after like that. Those who are less intelligent accept the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies as all in whole.
They do not know
that the purpose of the Veda is to understand one's own home, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead lives.
Lives.
Not being interested in their real home,
their illusion,
and search after other homes.
Purport
by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Generally, people are not aware of their interest in life, which is to return home, back to Godhead. People do not know about their real home in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there are many vacant planets, and the topmost planet is Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan. Despite the so-called advancement of civilization, there is no information of the Vaikuntha Lokas, the spiritual planets. At the present moment, so-called advanced civilized men are trying to go to other planets, but they do not know that even if they go to the highest planetary system, Brahmaloka, they have to come back again to this planet. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 8.16. Abrahma Bhuvanaloka Puna Avartino Juna Mamupetya Kutan Tukanteya Punanjanma Navidyate. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. If one goes to the highest planetary system within this universe, he still has to return after the effects of pious activities are finished. Space vehicles may go very high in the sky, but as soon as their fuel is finished, they have to return to this earthly planet. All these activities are performed in illusion. The real attempt should now be to return home, back to Godhead. The process is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Yanti Mam Yajino Pimam. Those who engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead return home, back to Godhead. Human life is very valuable, and one should not waste it in vain exploration of other planets. One should be intelligent enough to return to Godhead. One should be interested in information about the spiritual Vaikuntha planets, and in particular, the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan, and should learn the art of going there by the simple method of devotional service, beginning with hearing Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. This is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.351. Kaledosha Nidirajan Astyeko Mahaguna Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Brajet
One can go to the supreme planet, Parambrajet, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. This is especially meant for the people of this age, Kaler Doshanide. It is a special advantage of this age that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become purified of all material contamination and return home, back to Godhead. There is no doubt about this. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Naravishta, Stapita Yena Bhutale, Svayam Rupa Kalamaya, Dharadi Svatantika, Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. So, just by the way, my name is not Gopal Swami. It's Gopa Swami. Gopa Swami, not Gopal. And I serve in France, New Mayapur, just to, I have to feel some, you know, interaction with you a little. So, this is, of course, you know, this is nice verse.
Please speak
up, please. Speak louder?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Also, I have a little strange accent, so I try to make it. Yeah, it's a nice verse. You have probably noticed one word which came back three times in the verse itself, home. Those who are less intelligent, they don't know the purpose of Veda is to understand one's own home. Not be interested in their real home, their illusion and search after other homes. No, three times homes. We already had three times distribute books. And after three times farms. So later in 76. Now we're also back home. So yeah, home is very important thing to the home, both for spiritualist devotees and also for material life, materialistic people. You know, my home, you know, when, you know, that's what, you know, most people, they need first in their life to have their home. You know, it's like if you win the jackpot, you know, first thing, what are you going to do with it? I'm going to buy a nice home. You know, you need to feel some, a place where you are. It's you, you know, it's security. It's your comfort, your comfort zone. It's very important to have a home. Yeah, even for, of course, for brahmacharis. You know, as the home of their spiritual master, brahmachari, guru, kule. You know, it's very important to feel at home with, you know, one's friends and, you know, like that. And of course, sannyasi, you know, they are at home everywhere. You know, I see they are already linked with God, and you know, this is God's home, the world, as far as you serve His real mission. So yes, to have a home is very important in the material world, and yeah, just like yeah, I have two sons, Gopal and Subal, good boys, and since very young, the elder Gopal, he was always saying, you know, I would like to have my home, my house, my home. And as soon as he got the job, first thing he did, he bought a home. You know, he's so, you know, relieved, you know, he's ready for further advancement, you know, I hope. And the other one, Subal, he engaged some studies, but somehow or other, this past year, he was like, you know, 6 or 8 months, you know, homeless. That was very, you know, difficult. He had to live in, you know, someone's home and someone else's home, you know, for a few weeks there. And that for him, you know, had been like a trauma. It was, you know, very, you know, difficult, you know, to feel I have no home, you know. So the importance of a home, you know, we need all to have that, a home. And of course, as devotees of Krishna, our home, this is, you know, much needed. Like Śrīla Prabhupāda's logo in Back to Godhead, you know, back home, back to Godhead. You know, he chose this one. And, you know, very often finishing his Śrīmad Bhāgavatam class, you know, he would, you know, on the point, yeah, and you perfect this process, you chant Hare Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. And many classes finish like that, very important thing like that. Yeah, we have a home, a specific home for us. We are spirit souls, so there is a spiritual world for the spirit souls. We're not, you know, that's not our home here. If it was our home, then we would go along the nature of this world, like when you become diseased. It's part of me, it's part of my nature. So I don't go to see the doctor, you know, I feel not bad about it. And many other miseries pertaining to this world, this so-called home. This is not a real home, there is, you know, contradiction. Because we come from another home, and we want to go back home, back to Godhead. Yeah, this home is where the personality of Godhead lives. He's everywhere. He's in our heart. He's sustaining everything, as you know, with Brahman energy. He's in our heart as Paramatma. And he's also Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he has his own abode, his own world, his own home, where we live with him, in his association. We can relate to him directly and physically. This is our home. In 76, in Mayapur, Śrīla Prabhupāda gave a class, and he said, basically, enter, it was like an invitation, enter into Krishna's family, where Krishna has his home, his family, his mother, father, friends, girlfriends, his hill, and his Jamuna, cows, everything, he relates the whole home of Krishna. Enter this family of Krishna, and you will not have to enter again this material family, which will not last anyway. So, yeah. So this is nice verse, of course. It's very positive, encouraging to focus on our goal. You know, back home, back to Godhead. We have a home. But of course, we are not there yet. So, you know, it's very positive, very encouraging, very beautiful. But we are, you know, I see, I'm a long person, cowboy, and a long way from home. So it's still some way, you know, more or less long way to go home. But we are on the way. And we have to regularly remember and feel that we are, you know, we have a goal. It's called to go back home. Some of us are already there. They have gone there. And many of us, in a few years, many of you will be there. In the spiritual world, in their home, you know, where Krishna lives and other devotees lives. You know, just like we come back in Mayapur from the West after so many years, we feel at home. You know, it's not a constant struggle swimming against the flow. You know, you feel, wow, this is our home here. You know, just, you know, Krishna is here. And we are greeted by, you know, Gaunitai, Panchatattva, and just only devotees speaking about Krishna to us. And, you know, I mean, everything is just so comfortable. This is our home. And this is Prabhupada's home, you know, the ISKCON headquarters. And you feel, you know, it's unique temple in the world. It's Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir. Yeah. This is our home. Yeah, Jai. Mayapur Shri Chandradaya Mandir Ki.
Jai.
So, yeah, we have some way to go. So Srila Prabhupada speaks also, of course, along with the verse that those who are less intelligent accept the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies and hall in hall. They do not know that the purpose of the Veda is to understand one's own home. Not being interested in their real home, they are illusion and search after other homes. So at least, you know, that's finished for us. We are not in this illusion of searching after other homes. We may have something lingering, lingering ritual sometimes. This is not natural, just like we have learned. You know, in Bhakti Shastri, with Prabhu, my teacher is here, Hare Krishna. We have learned that, you know, Anya Bila Shita Shunya. Yeah, Ita means, you know, devotional service, what we are practicing is to be devoid of all material desires. That's, you know, going back to Godhead, pure devotional service. But you may have some circumstantial little desire, like, you know, when you're in danger, you know, oh Krishna, please, you know, like, you know, Arishtasura is coming in Vrindavan. You know, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, you know, they go to Krishna. Well, that material, no, it's just natural feeling toward, you know, Krishna, the protector. And also for our general maintenance, we need, you know, we need a home. We need to, you know, some food, some prasad, some basic things. You know. So this is part of the general process of pure devotional service. So, so for us, we are not attached to this material, because we know it's temporary. This is the main point Prabhupada made in the purport, that it's all temporary. Of course, he gives the example of Kshine, Punye, Matyalokam, Vishanti. Either you look after, you know, materialistic people, either they look after a better home according to the scriptures, Karmakanda, going to heavenly planets, you know, 10,000 years of the moon planet, heavenly planet, even, you know. Or they go through materialistic scientific advancement, make space Sputnik, space machine, like that. And it's funny, Prabhupada said it, you know, okay, and then you make sure, you have to come down, you know, it's there's always this cycle, you know, this is material world cycle. That's also very good things to balance, you know. Back home, you know, eternal life, blissful and full knowledge. And the other one, cycle, you know, samsara. Everything is cycle, you know, samsara, first death, and, you know, going high, you know, planetary systems, and then you come down. You know, there is no stability, either for, you know, these past Vedic people, you know, going even in planets, or for today, you know, you try hard all your life to get your home, you know, that's my main achievement, and you put it on the front of the house, you know, my sweet home, or whatever, like this. But it's temporary, you will lose it. Anyway, it's a fact, somehow or other, by death, of course. And there is so many miseries associated also with this temporary, illusory home, you know, that we have left. You know, either, you know, it's samsara, you know, I mean, it's temporary, we're going to leave it one day, you know. There is the four miseries, birth, death, old age, disease, in your nice home, you're going to have all that. And you have also the three miseries, you know, dosha, what's that? Adiatmik, Adibhutik, Adidevik, Klesha, you know, others, you know, like, you know, the neighbors, you know, where they have dogs, you know, like that, and Adiatmik, you know, your mind, you know, never satisfied, I want another, you know, better this or better that in my house, you know, every Saturday you go out, you know, purchasing it, purchasing that, you know, it's never finished, you know, it's, I'm speaking a little experience, you know. And you know, and Adi Devik, you know, just the roof, there is a leak, and you know, it's unending, and you repair another thing, it's unending. This is, you know, but still, materialistic people are, you know, they are so much attracted to this concept of having one's home, but also there is so many problems, and it's hopeless, still, you know, they are very much, you know, focusing on my home, you know, it's far out. Why? Because actually, because this world is a reflection of the original world. You know, this world has no substance by itself. It's no. I mean, it's just a matter everywhere. It's dark, completely. It's closed. It's all dark. Just one light. You know, one sun. So that means that, you know, this dark place, material, dead, cannot produce life or light. It's impossible. So when we see the light of the sun, we understand, oh, this comes from outside. Must be some light out there, and this sun is, you know, part, you know, it's coming down from there. It's a reflection of the original eternal light. You know, that's what, you know, the Gayatri Mantra, you first meditate, oh, this is the first thing you start to realize. You know, there is another world, you know, like Tamasoma Jyotirgama. You know, you have to go from this tamas and go to the light. Yeah. So this, because this is world is just a reflection of our original world, the spiritual world, where, you know, the vast majority of living entities are living there. We're just a few nuts here. You know. Because therefore we are very much attached to this concept of home. You know, we lose it, but we need something. Just the Mayavadi, you know, the stupid nuts Mayavadi. You know, oh no home, you know, it's okay. You know. Brahma, Jagat Mitya, it's force, you know, no home, you know. You know, I feel okay, you know, spacing out and spacing in, in Brahman, you know, but, you know, Patan Tyada, Padatra, you know, they fall down, you know, one day or the other. You know, need to, you know, fill your home with houses, like in the spiritual world, houses, planets, people, activities, relationships, you know, grass, trees, animals, Krishna, you know, this is reality. This is what we get knowledge from the scriptures. Because, of course, we cannot see this home with our, you know, veil, the three modes of material nature. We cannot see it right now. We don't even see ourselves. We don't see the soul in the bodies. You know, these are also homes. Huh? We're gonna leave our home, you know, four walls, and we're gonna leave this home also. You know? We are so, you know, we feel so accustomed to being in this home, we're going to leave it and get another eternal body, full of bliss, full of knowledge. Prabhupada says in a purport, full of knowledge. What is this world full of knowledge? He explained this nice way that just like here in this world, there is different grades of living entities, of bodies. And according to the body in which the living entity is, his knowledge is a different grade. So you have, like you have insects, fish, then plants, and, you know, beast, and human beings, civilized. There's like a child and an adult, not the same grade of knowledge. So we can appreciate that there is different grades of knowledge according to different bodies, and, you know, demigod. So in the spiritual world, Prabhupada said, there you have full knowledge. This is nice. Okay, so, I say, I have to keep up with the time. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I put a little point about, you know, like Vanaprastha, you know, I mean, that's my experience, you know, I have to kind of speak about sannyas, at least I can speak of that. So, and we are, you know, you have a whole team of, you know, all timers, I would say, you know, and devotees, you know, well, you know, it's coming up, you know, the Vanaprastha Yatra, you know, it's in his God, you know. It's good, you know, it's great. Like any other sham, of course, but it's, you know, special flavor. So, Vanaprastha, yeah, it's very important. Very important, you know, that before being kicked out, you know, forced by life, of family, home, house, everything, you do it, you know, before, voluntarily, you know, take, you know, it's very important. If not, you know, we were just, you know, always, you know, trying to retain, you know, not now, leave now. So you do it before, you know, it's age, you know, pancha, venam brajet, basta, yeah. So it's not so easy, you know. So even if you do it consciously and with the training of Krishna consciousness, it's not like completely easy. It's like in the ashram. When you start it, you know, it's a little comfortable, you know. Like we have ashram, you know, we had no training at all before, you know, brahmachari, and, you know, I was a brahmachari, and one day I got, you know, oh, you, what else you go? You're going to get married. All right, Hare Krishna. Easy with you. Hare Krishna. Daji, you get married to Govasari. Like 5 minutes, bath. And I was a Grihastha. So it's difficult, you know, you need some little training, you know, to. So, Vanaprastha, you know, it's also, you know, not completely natural. You know, you are in Grihastha, you have kind of stability, and now you have to you know, to surrender to Krishna, to retire from your house, supposed to, yeah, and from, you know, everything you have bought, you know, nicely organized, you know, and you know, the woman, she has bought, you know, all her, you know, pots, you know, children one by one, everything is there, and then it's finished, you know, the children are grown up, you know, a big house all of a sudden, you know, no need, you know. Okay, so, you know, we went to another little apartment, and we had to give out, you know, things, you know, those dear things, you know, that nobody wanted them. What? They don't want my pot, they don't want my nice, you know, armchair, yeah. Nobody cares. You see, wow, I thought it was so great. I was so attached. It takes so much to give that up. So your house, your home, you have to entrust your children to Krishna. You know, at least, you know, it's good because it's so difficult also. It's natural attachment, you know. So it's so difficult, you know, to leave this illusory home and illusory family. Of course, you know, there is Krishna, so it's not just give them up. You realize actually what you have done for them, it was actually Krishna, you know, through us. So, you know, put them back under the care of Lord Krishna, and that's a little more, less difficult. And money. Money is difficult, you know, you work as a Grihastha, you have your regular income, you know, it's regular, you feel okay, you control, you know, no problem. You need more, you work more, like that. All of a sudden, finish, pass, terminate, no more. You may get a little pension, but no more than that, and you have to do with it, pass. I can tell you, it's a little strange. but still, it's so nice. Yeah, it is so nice. Thanks, Krishna. Back to Mayapuram. Real home, nice house, nice family, and you know, it's not expensive in India. Hare Krishna. Okay. So, yeah. If you need, you know, Mayapuram, you may not have done, you know, a lot of advancement, but you have some experience. I can say, you know, good level of experience. Yes, Prabhu. Not here. Yeah, it's good.
Gopaswami Prabhu.
Yes.
Since this place is not our home, and as you described, there's always something, some misery we have to deal with, then why does it seem so difficult to get out of here? Because why are we so attached to this place that's full of miseries? It seems like a contradiction.
Because attachment is a nature of the soul. The soul is a part and parcel of Krishna. We are not supreme, we are infinitesimal. And we exist only because we are linked with the supreme. So attachment is completely part of our nature, desire, being attached to Krishna. And if we lose some or other this link with the Lord, and with the spiritual world, with our home, we have to replace it. It's like such a strong force, urge. You know, I need to relate with someone, I need to have a home, I need to have, it's very strong. Therefore, we get attached to it. The sense gratification, you know, we are so attached. Why? Because, you know, Anandamaya Vyasat, you know, Raso Vyasat, because the spiritual world is just full of spiritual bliss. You know, in the service of the Lord. And when we lose that, and it's so incredible, so crazy to lose that, And such a void, you know. Yoga ita nimeshina shakshusha pravishaita shunya ita nirasam jagovinda. Such a void, even if we have forgotten everything, you know, the very small spirit soul, you know, we have to, you know, fully feel this void with something, therefore attachment. But we got information of a real home, real house, real world, real people, real life, you know. The Vaikuntha, like in this purple, Sri Prabhupada is speaking about Vaikuntha. There are many Vaikuntha planets. And of course, he gives reference through this verse of Bhagavad Gita. This is our manual, Bhagavad Gita, you know, Eko Shastra, you know, one scripture. If you have just one, keep this one. You know, Bhagavad Gita, everything is there. Krishna is speaking directly to us, you know, forgotten souls, conditioned souls. Abrahma Vanaloka Punarvartina Arjuna. Mamupetya Panajadma Nitimam Tisana. You know, if you go to me, you know, then you will not come back. Oh, what is this me? Then there is verse Parastas Matubhava Nyo Vyakto Vyaktat Sanatana. Sanatana. Eternal abode, Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita. Beyond this material world, sometimes manifesting, sometimes non manifesting. Sometimes we are here, sometimes we are sleeping. But there is Parastas Matubhava Vyakto Vyaktat Sanatana. An eternal world. The next verse. Tad dhamma paramam mama. You know, where is Brahman like that? Paramam, my Krishna is there as a person in front of Arjuna, and he tells him, you know, paramam mama, this is my abode, my supreme abode. And of course, kingdom of God is everywhere, but my abode, tad dhamma paramam. He tells that's there. Another verse where he speaks about paramam mama, tad dhamma. Natad Bashayete Surya, Nasha Shanka Napavaka, Yad Prapyana Nivartante, Tad Dhamma Paramamama. Lord Krishna speaks about his abode, and inviting us there. Don't stay in this world. Come back with me in your own abode. This is our real home. We have one home. We have a home, you know, behind this world. Just like also when Nanda Maharaj, he was captured by the servants of Varuna because he went to take bath in Jamuna and not exactly the wrong time, a little mistake. And, you know, they, you know, just follow the rules, okay, not good, cap him, put jail, boom. And then, you know, the companion of Nanda Maharaj, he goes, you know, wow, Krishna, your father. So Krishna, he comes and he goes and he calls Varuna, and Varuna comes, and he realized all of a sudden, oh, excuse me, you know, for obeisances, and you are the supreme personality of Godhead, I am such, you know, fool, and I, you know, you are beyond the material of nature, you are the supreme, everything rests upon you. So Krishna and Balaram were there. So I give you back your father, of course, and Nanda Maharaj is looking at all that, you know, what's going on. And he comes back on the shore of the banks, and there all his companions are there, and Nanda Maharaj is going to tell them now, oh, you know what I saw, you know, I mean, Varuna, you know, he was there and he was offering obeisances to a little boy, you know, saying he's God and all kind of things, you know, I don't care, he's my boy, that's all. But the other ones, they were a little, you know, wow, really, he said that. So they thought, oh, if, you know, it would be nice to know if he's really the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because if he is, then we may get salvation. We may go out of this world and back home. You know, if he is with us, that would be good. Krishna is in their heart, he understood, he knew. So he took them, you know, he took them, Nanda Maharaj, you know, first, and everybody following him. And he brought them to the lake where he was later going to show Akrura, the, you know, his universal form is, you know, Balaram changing in Sheshanaga and himself, you know. So the same lake before that, he brought them there, and there he showed them the Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. You know, he knew they needed to see what was their destination, and he showed them the spiritual world, And they see, they saw that. So, so you know, it was, you know, great for them, you know. And what was the point of us here? I want to leave my...
It's so hard to... It seems hard to go home because we're attached to this, but we're attached to misery. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, we're attached to the misery, yeah. Yeah, I saw so many people, like, you know, ready to die in my work, and you know, their only wish, you know, I want to die in my home. Yeah, I mean, it seems like that, you know, and, you know, I mean, it's pathetic. It's funny and pathetic. It's pathetic. I mean, we are feeling such a void, you know, about a place and Krishna. So you die in my home, and that's, you know, the relationship you have, the most, you know, affective, emotional, pure you have. So it's pathetic. And but again, that's, you know, because we want to go. So the last part will be about, you know, become detached. And okay. Yeah. So Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks about this home. It's, you know, parampara. And not only home, in this verse here, the Vaikuntha, but he speaks about Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna Loka. So this is not only Vaikuntha, it's also Goloka. What is Goloka? It's, you know, it's great. I mean, it's the planet of the cows. You know, we don't say, you know, Krishna Loka comes after, you know, just because, you know, it's shortcut, you know, Krishna Loka. But the real name is Goloka, planet of cows. You know, and this is the planet, and the citizens, they are the cows. And everybody else is there just to take care of the cows, you know, the cows, boys, the girls, and, you know, Krishna, everybody is among them, but they're not the main one. Goloka, it's the planet of cows, it's just the name. So it's, it's a funny idea. Goloka, and, this poor brother, bird, try to... Yeah, back to his home.
Back to his home, right.
Yeah, and Goloka, Goloka, Vrindavan, we heard about Vrindavan, and it's so nice. It's, Yeah, back home, yes. And, So, yes, focusing on the planet is not a mistake, you know. Generally, we focus on Krishna, you know, become Krishna conscious, but we also have to become, you know, Goloka Vrindavan conscious, like the philosophy, the teachings of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Aradyo Bhagavan Brajesh Tanaya Tad Dhanam Vrindavanam, Ramya Kachil Vasana, Gopi, Vardhanam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Amalapuranam, Prema Kumartumahan, five teachings, you know. So first, you know, you have to worship Krishna only, and second, Vrindavan, not different from Krishna. So it's as much important to be Goloka Vrindavan conscious than Krishna consciousness. You know, very important also. Yes. And and you see in Brahma Samhita, you know, how does it start? Krishna, a little philosophical point. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadira Govinda Sarva Karna Karna. But the real beginning, Chintamani Prakashadma Sukalpa Riksha. What is describing? Home, the place, the planet, starting with the ground, Chintamani. All the ground, the stones are Chintamani, you know, touch stones, it's like fairic, you know. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta used to use often this term for spiritual, it's fairic, you know. And Chintamani, Chintamani, Prakarashadma, Kalpavriksha, and the vegetations, it's Kalpavrikshas, you know, it's all glittering, Chintamanis, and you have Kalpavriksha, just in Bombay, you know, in Delhi, you know, the show you go through, you know, in the temple. And at the end, you have the, you know, replica of Goloka, and on the ground they have put all kind of little glittering sun, you know, it's beautiful. So, yeah, Chintamani, Prakarashadmasu, the trees are Kalpa Rikshas, you know, providing all kinds of, you know, fruits in the season, whatever you like. And then the inhabitants, You know, la kshavrite, shusulabi, la viparayantam. You know, some people are there and they are taking care of the cows. You know, sulabis, wonderful cows, smiling cows, all colors, and, you know, giving as much milk, whatever taste you want. Very nice. And also you have the Lakshmi, Sahasha, Satasam, Brahmasevya, Manam. Then you have all the servants and the lovers, you know, who are very happy in this place, Govinda, Madhipurusham, Tamachari. And then after Goloka Vrindavan, after the place comes Krishna, Venum. Anyway, I'm not Krishna, I don't know how to play, you know. So, Venum Vanantam, you know. First he appears, you know, oh, is someone there playing the flute. Wow, beautiful. And Aravinda Dariyataksham, oh, he has beautiful eyes. You know, lotus eye, very extended like that. And Daksham, Bharavatam Sam, he has a peacock feather in his head. And Sundarangam, you know, beautiful color of a fresh monsoon cloud, blue. And Kandal Pakoti, Cupid, just, you know, hiding in shame. He's, you know, he's just not so nice, Cupid, in front of Krishna. Because Vishesha Sobhan, you know, this Krishna who lives in Goloka Vrindavan, he has a form which is very specially beautiful, Vishesha Sobhan. And he has pastimes, you know, Pranaya Keli Kalapilasan. Well, anyway, you need first a setting, the planet, Goloka Vrindavan. And that's what we get from the Brahma Samhita, from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto or so. You know, such gift we got from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. Informations about our home, beautiful, eternal, full of bliss, full of knowledge. And it is our own home. It's not something, you know, new that we're gonna gain, you know, some extra to us. No. It's our own home. We are not part of here. So the problem is that I took too much time. And about, you know, getting detached. So yes, Srila Prabhupada finished, you know, the third paragraph about, you know, the process mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. It's nice to know about you know, we're going back in this other world, but how to do it? But Bhagavad Gita is giving us a process, pure devotional service. You have to cut out the illusion, you know, not one foot here and one foot there. It doesn't work, and also for the consciousness, it doesn't work. You know, if you feel, you know, well, it's not so bad here, or just this problem, if I solve it, it would be okay. You cannot, you know, understand, you cannot be aware of the nature of the spiritual world. It's, you know, you get covered by it. So there is a need, that's a little price. You need to cut, just like in Bhagavad Gita also, you know, the chapter, you know, with the banyan tree, reflection. So it's a reflection, this world, and it's very complicated, and it's deeply rooted. You cannot take out the roots, impossible. Krishna said, no, you have to cut, like that. You have to cut it. So it's a little difficult. But how to do it? Well, we have this encouragement, you know, not for nothing, for better work. Param Drishva Nivartate. Yeah. And also, we have knowledge. We have the sword of knowledge. That, you know, also what we said, you know, temporary, full of miseries, and illusion, and, you know, this knowledge has to help us. It's practical also. And of course, we have the process, you know, bhakti yoga, you know, engaging our senses, our mind, 24 hours, with the program that Srila Prabhupada gave us, you know, the sadhana and the services, you know, the preaching mission, whatever it is. You know, it's constant meditation for the mind and engagement practical for the senses. And with this, definitely, you know, we, on one side, we get purified. That means we start seeing Maya for what it is. You know, it's not so nice. It's a little false. It's very false. And it's, you know, no hope. You know, we start to see, you know, purification. This is how I've, you know, got the purification. And the positive side, you know, develop your Krishna consciousness, you know. Your Krishna consciousness. Well, you know, it starts to be a little more, you know, Krishna appears a little more, you know, from very far. And little by little you feel more and more comfortable with your relationship with Krishna. Of course, you know, you feel comfortable with someone when you've developed some love, whatever level it is, you know. So, you know, this is process is, you know, we need the process. And we need to practice it. And we need to feel that we are progressing. And there's a classical thing we always say, you know, like when you go from, you know, from Paris to to Mayapur, you know to feel, you are changing, you know, you look over the plain and you say, oh, this is the Alps, and then you see the desert, you know, the Iran, and I'm progressing, you know I'm progressing, you know, and then you're landing down, oh, nice, warm here, great, great. And the vegetation different, you know, palm trees, you know. So we need to see the progress. And this helps us to cut, you know. And also another thing which helps us to cut is this process of, you know, vanaprastha and ashram like that. You know, the ashrams, very helpful. You know, it's gradual. Some can make it directly, most probably because they did it before in their past lives, you know. So they come amongst us, and all of a sudden you see them, you know, straight, wow, you know, never fried. No doubt, you know, and boom, took sannyas immediately. You know, some of our good brothers, you know, I mean, wow, far out, you know. But, you know, and they did it before, they cut before. But, you know, I am, you know, like learning, but still I see it's working, you know, and I take advantage. I don't wait to be forced to be cut. You know, I want to, you know, to cut, but, you know, not by myself, but with the help, you know, the spiritual master, the Vaishnava, and whatever I can, the Bhagavad Gita, and it's great. Okay, so, yeah, cutting the attachment. And also, Srila Prabhupada said, which is nice, Bhagavad Gita, yeah. One should be interested in information about spiritual Vaikuntha planets, and in particular the planet Goloka Vrindavan, and should learn the art of going a simple method of devotional service, hearing, shavadam, kirtanam, kirtanam, kalaya dosha, nidharajan, you know the verse. One can go to the supreme planet Paramrajan simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. This is especially meant for the people of this age, kalaya dosha, nidhe. This is a special advantage of this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one becomes purified of all material contaminations, and one returns home. Back home, back to Godhead. You know, it's like there is a, you know, to go somewhere, you know, long travel. You need a travel agency, right? So you know, for going there, it's real this travel we're going, and we're gonna make it. You know, so we need travel agency. This is here in Mayapur, you know, travel agency of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, he gives us all information. The process, how much it costs, you know, chant 16 rounds, four regulative principles, moral arti, being in jail, early life, you know, and okay, you get it, you know. Huh? Plus fort? Well, yeah, okay, he's also, he's like, you know, like also the scripture speaks about the captain of the boat, you know, so he's more like the pilot of the airplane, you know. And we all want to fly, you know, ISKCON Airlines. That's the airlines we want to fly. Just like, you know, there are different airlines when you want to go somewhere, and you have the standard one, you know, no problem, you go there, okay. And you have other ones, you know, some strange countries, you know, old planes, you know, and sometimes those planes are not allowed to land, you know, in the big airport, you know. Oh, no, you know, like that. So sometimes I do it, you know, good also as our planes, of course, no problem. But we are feel very comfortable and secure in, you know, ISKCON Airlines, back to Bali, you know. There is a, you know, certificate there, you know, when the plane arrives, you know, full of, you know, devotees, Srila Prabhupada, you know, who are you? Oh, ISKCON, okay, yeah, you're allowed to land here, okay, welcome. And everybody, here you go. Yeah, so we're going to make the trouble, yeah. Anyway. Just to conclude, Prabhupada's last word, you know, last but not least, you know, and there is no doubt about this. Well, yeah. One can, just by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can become purified of all material contamination and return home, back to Godhead. There is no doubt about this. This is Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. Just like Krishna also, he said, Maya Shakta, Maya Partha, Yoga Yunjan, Madhashraya. Asham Shayan, c'est ma grand-mère. Yeah, c'est ça que chez nous. Listen to me, Arjun. If you listen to me, if you do what I tell you to do, no doubt, Asham Shayam, Samagrama. You know, this Krishna consciousness is not, it's a science, like I think Maharaj was speaking, it's science and art, you know. But if you know the science, and you have, if you have a little sensitive, you know, practice with art, there is no doubt it works. And you know, because you are practicing and you see your, oh, progress. So this is, you know, a great thing that we have become devotees, where we have started to cut our relationship with this illusory home, you know, all of a sudden or gradually, and we are focusing more and more on our eternal home. We want to go back home, back to Vodhe. Yeah. Any question or comments? Yes.
In a home, there's always rules. There's always rules to conduct the household. And if those rules are broken, sometimes there's consequences. But then sometimes the parents are also lenient, and they don't necessarily kick the child out if he misbehaves. So how do we balance justice and mercy in maintaining Prabhupada's house in which we can all live in?
Justice and mercy and maintain?
We're in Prabhupada's
last
house.
Word you said.
How do we maintain a balance between justice and mercy in ISKCON, which is the house which Prabhupada built?
Okay. It's not easy. I have experience of that. My experience is I try to do this balance toward other devotees, you know, justice and mercy as much as I can, do my best, and I see the result. If it brings positive results, okay, go ahead. If it doesn't bring, I'm not able to help. Therefore, you know, no better, you know, Hare Krishna and pray Krishna for whatever, you know, wrong thing is going on, or whatever mercy, you know, cannot give, and interest to other better qualified devotees. That's my experience. Definitely, it's say even painful feeling, not being able always to provide both justice, and, you know, keep everybody in the rules of the house so that the house can keep going on in a nice way for the benefit of everyone. And also mercy, like those who are, you know, a little, you know, kicking here and there. You know, we just, you know, become a little lenient, and yeah, it's very difficult. So I just can say, you know, that, you know, first we have to be ourselves fitting as much right as we can in this house, Srila Prabhupada's house. And this, you know, and you get a lot of, I got a lot of help from ISKCON. I got a lot of help from ISKCON in living in and trying to remain, you know, royal to ISKCON. I got so much help, you know. I got difficulties, you know, some injustice, like a deal that. But I got, you know, the help, the mercy is incomparable. That's my experience, you know. And of course, you know, spending, you know, like 40 years in ISKCON, I went also through, you know, some things, but definitely, you know, no regret, and I'm very, very grateful to Prabhupada, to ISKCON, and, you know, and ISKCON is not, you know, it's not just the GBCs, you know, ISKCON GBCs and ISKCON devotees and whatever, it's, you know, ISKCON process. This is really special mercy about that. So first be situated oneself right in this house, you know, in this airline, you know. And then as much as we can. But we should not think oneself as Suridam Sarvabhutanam, you know, the best friend of everybody. You know, Krishna is, you know, we try to serve, we try to help our God brothers, God sisters, as much as we can. And if we are, you know, if we feel and if we are authorized to that, to do it. But if we can't, you know, don't be discouraged, don't be resent, oh, they don't want to receive my mercy, my justice, you know, no. You know, we're just, you know, little servants, you know, apprentice devotees, you know, preachers. So, you know, each one of us can do up to a certain level. And you don't feel discouraged because, you know, you're not in charge ultimately. It's Lord Chaitanya's movement, he's there. He's looking on all his movement. Srila Prabhupada is in charge. He's there, you know, he's eternal. He's somewhere and he's looking on his movement. You know, he did not, you know, come down like that to start everything, do everything he did on the order of his whole parampara, and then go and... No, Srila Prabhupada is still existing. He's still somewhere in the spiritual world or preaching, and he's still concerned with his movement. So, you know, somewhere the easy, you know, whatever name, Adiguru or main Shiksha, or anyway, everybody is offering Guru Puja to him every morning. So Srila Prabhupada is concerned by each of the devotees serving his God, you know, and his books, TV. So we're not like, you know, ultimate, you know, responsible, or, you know, if I don't do it, you know, it's, no. I say that because we are, you know, there is this tendency to feel like that. I felt like that sometimes, and you go a little too far. Then you do more harm than good. And if you, you know, if Krishna push you, you know, just, you know, stay a little back. You did, okay, you did up to now. Now you have to stay back about that, you know, exerting, you know, justice. Of, then you, oh, you actually see it. Yes, you know, nobody is indispensable. Yeah, nobody, you know. Then, you know, I feel that's one way, that's one answer. Of course, when one is in position to exert or to do justice and mercy, then one has to be quite, I don't know what, one has to have feeling, one has to have feelings for others, you know. We, Guy, yes? Yeah, if nobody is indispensable, everybody is, well, listen, everybody is useful. Yeah, definitely, you know. Like we say, on a toujours besoin de petit pois chez soi, and a plus petit que soi. And we're, you know, we always need, you know, someone smaller than us, you know. So, you know, it's ours, it's a family, you know. Yeah, practicing exclusion is not good, eh? Because we don't know, you know, where it's going to go. So we cannot do that exclusion. We can try, you know, justice and mercy for inclusion. And if it doesn't work, then, you know, hand it to the, you know, superior authorities or more advanced devotees. Yeah, but, you know, doing oneself exclusion, this is just, you know, sometimes you come up to the limit of that, you know, and just, you know, okay. You cannot do harm to devotees. You know, whatever they do, just, you know, stop it. And whatever you feel, well, I mean, why don't they do? Why they do that? And why don't they listen? You know, it would be so nice for the house and for them also and for everybody. But, you know, it's like that. You know, it's not ideal utopia. It's progress. You know, anyone who is in Krishna consciousness, some other will, you know, make it. Some other, later, in a few months, in a few years, in a few lifetimes, you know. But don't do harm to the devotees, you know, already recognize. But this is an offense to the holy name. And if the process is simple, it's not always easy, and it is also sensitive, you know. Be careful with the devotees. You know, anyone who is practicing, who has recognized Krishna as a supreme object of love, and who has some other cut his, you know, left behind his career, social life, family, and one day, okay, I join. Why? You know, I mean, he has chanted, oh, Krishna, one time in his life, and he's recognized that Krishna is his home, his mind now. So we don't know. Unless someone make a, you know, grievous offense like that, you know, then, you know, he has to go, all right. But, you know, Sometimes we use the term offense, you know, so light, you know, don't be offended, this man, big offense. I mean, if everybody, if all that were big offense, there would be nobody left in Iskon, I tell you. We were all gone in hell. So we do many things which are not completely proper, like this and that. But main thing we know, you know, mad elephant offense, you know, to have bad feelings, bad thoughts, bad words and bad activities towards the devotees. And before doing that, you know, so-called for good, you have to be careful. Just better pray, okay, I'm not able to do it. I pray Krishna, I pray, I go, you know, Prabhu, you know, I feel there's a problem, I cannot do anything, you know, I can't do anything, but like that. Okay. Srila Prabhupada, Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai. Go Premanandi.